Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today. And I pray that today you're having a wonderful day in Jesus. And I pray that today you'll understand that the Lord wants to bless you and He wants to meet all your needs. How many of you ever just needed a kind word? How many of you just right now as you're sitting where you're at, you just need a kind word? I want to pray over you. Lord, I pray for all of my listeners. I pray, Father, that your kindness just come down and saturate them, that they'll know, Lord, how much you love them, that you sent your Son to die for them, that they could receive the gift of eternal life. And all they have to do is receive that gift, take Jesus into their hearts, and they're born again into the kingdom of God. Their names are written in heaven. And I pray, Father, that you help them to understand and to see the plan of salvation, that salvation is through no other name except through the name of Jesus Christ can we be saved. We lift up Jesus this day, in this place, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A trucker walked into a truck stop, and he was really having a rough day. And he asked the waitress when she came up to take his order. He looked up at her and said, "Ma'am, can I have a kind word, please?" And she looked him square in the eyes and said, "Yes, sir, you can. Don't eat the meatloaf." You know what? I don't think that's what he had in mind. I don't think that's the words of kindness he had in mind. But I got some words of kindness today for you, and it's found in Philippians 4:19, and that's this: "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Yes, God's will for you is to have your living and to be able to make a living for your family and have your needs met as far as material things. But he shall supply all your need. When he said all you need, it's just not material. It's mentally, it's physically, but most importantly, it's spiritual. God's word says in 1 John, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." A need that we have and that God will supply is a prosperous soul. For he said, if you would seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, meaning a right way of living, that all the rest of these things would be added unto you. If you'll take time to seek God and his right way of living, if you'll take time to seek his face, your needs will be met. Your needs mentally, physically, spiritually, whatever the need is, God can supply, not according to the Bank of America, not according to Wells Fargo, not according to the economy of our country, but according to his riches in glory. What God gives you, it can't be taken from you. Man doesn't give you salvation. Man can't give you salvation. Only God can give you salvation. And when God gives you salvation, man can't take it away from you. A lot of times, you know, people will give us things and then they'll want them back. People will love you and then they'll take their love back. They won't love you no more. People will trust you for a while and then they'll take their trust back. But God's not like that. What he gives you, he's not going to take it away from you, because he's going to supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And you know, when we receive his sacrifice, he said, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. You know, if you love the Lord, you're going to walk in his word. You're going to be faithful to him, and you're going to live the life that he has set before you. I've heard people say it's hard to be a Christian, but I disagree 100%. Honey, it's hard to live in sin. The way of the transgressor is hard. It's what the Bible says. The way of the transgressor is hard. If you sinning, if you on drugs, if you on alcohol, if you committing fornication, if you lying, if you cheating, you got a hard life. You got a hard life. But life through Jesus Christ is the good life. Life through Jesus Christ is the blessed life. Life through Jesus Christ is the good life. Again, he says, "But my God shall supply all your need." Will you let God supply your need today? Start with salvation and start it now. God bless you.